Hi.
Thank you for calling. This is Tiffany calling back from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a dispute. Y'all have charged my debit card on 10/11, $7.95. It was something online. And I never received anything. And then again, y'all used my debit card on 10/14. My bank and myself have tried to contact y'all several times. And I would like my money refunded. One was $7.95, and the second charge was $54.95. And they both cleared the bank. The bank called, and I was on hold with them on a three-way call, and we held for over 30 minutes, 2 days in a row. And the bank told me to contact y'all. And y'all have returned my call once, but when I answered it, automatically disconnected. Can you help me solve this problem? I live on a fixed income.
Okay, I can see what I can do to help you, ma'am. Can I start?
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
71008.
And what's that first and last name?
First name is Teresa. T-E-R-E-S-A. Last name Kirkham. K-I-R-K-H-A-M.
I don't see a, I see a, Mills Teresa. I don't see a.
No, there is a Teresa Mills. I know her. She lives up the highway, but this is me. But the bank contacted me on a fraud alert after that $54.95.
Okay, may you spell that last name for me again?
K. I R K H A M Kirkham.
Okay, thank you. Could it be underneath another first name, ma'am?
No. Nope. Because y'all used my debit card information.
Okay. Let me, can I get the first six and the last four of that card number?
The bank did away with the card.
Okay. Because I'm not seeing Miss Teresa Kirkham.
Well, y'all got my money. On October the 11th, $7.95 went through. And on October the 14th, y'all took $54.95. I had $16.68 left at the end of the month after y'all took this money of mine.
Okay, ma'am. Are you sure you're calling the phone number that was beside the charge.
This is the phone number the bank gave me. This is the phone number the bank gave me to call. She said she stayed on the line 35 minutes one day, 30 minutes the next, and she said she could not stay on there. You know, she had other work and customers to do. And I was in the bank one day last week, and they asked me if y'all had ever, if I'd ever gotten a hold of y'all. I said they never called back. I said they did one time, and when I answered, it immediately disconnected. And you're the first person that has called me back.
Yes, ma'am. I've typed in that first and last name, T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
No, it's not T-H.
Okay, I will try again.
It's T-E. T-E-R-E-S-A. K-I-R-K-H-A-M. What is the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center, ma'am. We represent over 100 different vendors.
Is Precious Jewelry one of them?
I'm not sure. Now, I've typed in that first and last name. Sometimes I'm able to find, you know, customers by just last name, but when I typed in that first and last name, it's telling me there are no orders available.
Right. I never got anything, and I never ordered anything.
Ma'am, it's telling me that there are no accounts with your name under them in my system.
I'm going to write that down. Can you call the bank?
No, ma'am.
So you said there's no orders
available
under my name.
That's correct.
And you went back and searched through October?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of your call center?
I am not able to give out the information, ma'am.
Well, what information can you give me? Because I'm just scared this to small claims court. Y'all ripping people off.
Ma'am, are you sure you're calling the right company or the right call center? Because that could be the case.
This is the phone number that the bank gave me that the charges came from.
I understand that this is the number that the bank gave you. There could
it
be a different number on the statement.
On which statement?
On your statement, on like if you go online and you look at the charges that everything that you purchased in a month, there should be a phone number besides
online.
That charge.
What I go online and look?
Ma'am?
What, go online where? To what website?
Through your credit card company.
I don't have a credit card.
Well, through your debit card company, like, I can't really think
my
of one
bank.
On top. Yes, ma'am, your bank.
My bank. Okay. If I call my bank and ask them to look on those charges.
That's one way to do
it.
Or
a phone number?
Yes, ma'am. That's
I'm
one
sorry.
Way to do it. Or you can look for yourself just to make sure you're calling the right phone number, because that could be the problem.
Look on charges on the statement.
Mm-hmm.
And by these charges, it should give a phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your name again?
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you're the only person that has returned my call since November.
Oh, no.
October, November. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call the bank now, but the number they gave me was 925-983-8095, and that is your phone number.
I'm not sure what the phone number is, ma'am. We work, you know, through the computers, so I'm not sure what the phone number is, but that should help you out a lot with locating the account for those charges.
So what is the name of the company I could go in and search my order?
I'm not sure, ma'am. Once you get that, ma'am.
Because they told me it was called Precious Jewelry on both charges.
I'm not sure, ma'am. Once you get the right phone number, they should be able to tell you exactly what's going on with those charges and with the name of what you purchased, what it's called.
The name of the company?
I don't know about the name of the company. I don't. There are so many of them out there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Uh-huh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.